relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax, the podcast. My name is Colleen Ballinger.
Yeah, I'm Eric. I thought you were going to write a new theme song.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I've been a little busy.
With what?
New theme song yet. Maybe in a year or two when we're just coming out.
Just do it in your free time, love. Do it in all of your free time.
Twin new babies and a toddler. Hello, everyone. So welcome to Relax Podcast. This is a podcast where...
What is it?
I don't know. What is this podcast? I don't know what it is.
What does it
have? And I don't know why I always introduce it like as though the person listening is listening for the first time. I was like, this is a podcast where we blah, 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 blah. But it's like, if you're listening to, what is this, 46, 47? I don't know.
40-something.
40-something. Why are you starting on this number?
You're starting an hour...
If this is your first one you're listening to,
welcome.
Glad to have you. But also, why'd you pick this one? Why not?
Maybe we'll have a catchy title.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe you look really good in the thumbnail for this one.
I doubt that. I am a sleepy goo. Okay. So
fun episode planned.
Who needs to really?
Yeah. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk. We're going to laugh. We got a couple games.
We do?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're a mess, but that's okay.
Yes. All right. Let's start with who needs to relax today, Lovey, for you.
Why do we always start with me?
Do we? I don't know.
We do. Yeah. Do you? Because you don't have. Because you usually don't have.
I
one.
I don't have one.
And then
ever,
you're probably
one.
Not listening to me when I'm talking about mine. You're just thinking about what you're going to say.
You know.
Not to call you out. But I get a feeling that that's what's happening.
I can say relax. I can come up with something. Right now, there's a lot of things I need to relax right now.
I love how you prepare.
You know, I usually do, but like right now, I'm not prepared.
Why?
Because
what are you so busy?
Okay, anyway,
doing?
What I need to relax today for me is C-section scars. They hurt. It hurts my abdomen area. It is painful.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's still like it's been a month. It's been officially as we're recording this 4 weeks. Since my C-section, and I'm still in so much pain.
Is 4 weeks a month? 4 weeks is 28 days. It's not necessarily
relax.
A month.
Relax. It's technically a
There's
month.
There's like a month that's 28 days.
Okay, why do you got to be all technical?
Well, would you
and
say the twins are
it?
A month old, or would you say they're 4 weeks old?
I'd say they're a month.
If they were born on the 6th, I feel like they wouldn't be a month old until December 6th.
Which isn't that like, wait, hold on. What
in
day
2 days.
It? Okay, relax. You can see they're a month old today.
In 2 days.
They're 4 weeks.
I feel like this is another, what's the
yeah,
first
I guess,
day of the week
sure,
argument.
That's fine. Like, you can say that. But, like, if you say to someone something is 4 weeks old, they're going to be like, so a month. No one's going to be like, technically, that's not a month. Like, no one's going to do that. Okay, whatever. They're technically a month old now. And it's been 4 weeks since the C-section. I'm still in pain is what I'm trying to say. Stop trying to, like, get away from the issue at hand here.
You are. And I've seen that you've bought somewhere bandages specific to that region.
Yes.
C-section bandages.
Yes.
What are they just like band-aids for, or do they have like something else in it?
There's two different things that I bought all over the house, which is one is like a binder type of Velcro thing that goes around and keeps all my organs squished in, you know, it's like very, very, it's like a corset almost with Velcro. And I've always heard like you really want to wear those after a C-section, but I didn't understand until I had one, like how important it is to wear that because it really feels like all my organs are sloshing about.
More so than with
way more so than a vaginal delivery.
Interesting.
Like times a million. Like I wore one of those after my birth with Flynn, but like only for a couple weeks maybe. And I didn't feel like I needed it as bad as like I am in pain if I'm not wearing it. Like,
do
it
they really?
So
no,
bad.
I didn't like look because I was too afraid to. And whenever we would talk about it, I feel like I would like black out. Mm-hmm. But do they really like take stuff out to get to the babies and then puts like stuff back in? They're not like unfurrowing your intestines.
There's different versions of it. Like, I'm not a doctor or a scientist much.
But you don't know.
Well, I know that our doctor said I didn't have to take out your uterus.
Which they do sometimes.
I guess because she said that sentence to me. But I've heard both. I've heard people say, I have friends who have said that they watched their wife's C-section and they watched like her organs be on a table. And like, I don't know that means like the large intestine. I think it means like you know, the uterus, I guess. I don't know. I haven't looked into that too much. I've never seen anyone.
It's like, not, even though if it's going to happen to your partner or maybe even to yourself, it's not something that you're like, I need to know all the details. I don't know.
Because well, everyone's different. Some people want to know all the details. I watched a couple of videos of C-sections and they're hard for me to watch. Vaginal deliveries, I'm like, yeah, let's bring it on. I want to watch that. Like, I think it's fascinating and awesome. But C-sections is like more freaky to me. So I watched a couple and I was like, ugh, and they kind of looked away. So I don't really know. But I will say this. I realized yesterday, a lot of women say that when they have a C-section, they can, you're numb. Like, you don't feel any pain. But you can feel them, what they're doing. Like, you can feel them tugging and pulling and jolting around. Like, I saw someone today describe
it. You couldn't, though.
No, I couldn't feel a thing. Yeah, yeah. And that's what's so weird to me is I've heard so many women say this. And in fact, one woman today, a lot of people out there have been making videos to me, like called Dear Colleen Ballinger, like other moms who've been through similar experiences to like help me feel less alone. It's very sweet. And I like love them. And I'm so grateful to all the women who
wow,
like,
that's incredible.
Yeah. And so today I was watching one and this woman said that she had a C-section with twins and it felt like someone was in her shirt, like going like this under her skin, like moving around. And I was like, oh yeah, I've heard that a lot. That my mom had 4 C-sections and she says it feels, you can feel them cutting, you feel them going in there and pulling things out and tugging and you just don't feel any pain. I felt absolutely.
Well, I'm sure you talked about this, but your anesthetic went like up to
my throat.
It went high.
And it was strong.
You felt like you you lost control.
I felt like
I
couldn't breathe. It was very scary. I thought I was dying. It was very scary. But yeah, I didn't feel anything. And even when you say like, oh, the table you were laying on was like being jolted around.
You don't remember.
I didn't feel any of that.
Now, our doctor used a technique involving both, for your, speaking of your C-section scar, both
stitches.
Glue and stitches.
Yes.
The stitches on the inside.
And I can feel them. And that's what hurts.
So obviously they are dissolving once.
So
don't they have dissolved by now? How long?
I would assume. I don't know how that works, but I know.
We don't have a lot of facts.
That's the area,
episode.
I will tell you, that hurts so bad. Because where the external cut is, because she put glue on my skin, but inside is where the stitches are. Sorry if this is really gross to anyone listening, but
I'm sure multiple people have crashed their cars while listening to this.
No one's listening anymore. Sorry. We're almost done with
this. Get better from here, though, by the way.
I thought that wherever the cut was, like the actual cut on your body, on your skin, is where the pain would be.
The pain sensor, yeah.
And I don't feel...
mostly the tickly...
I've really never felt
the tickly sutures inside.
Inside, like it's like an inch above where the external cut is.
I can't even...
Inside is so sore. Like it hurts so bad. And I'm like, it has been 4 weeks. Like relax. So that's what needs to relax.
Okay.
So I'm assuming.
And then on the outside, it's like a glue. Is the glue? Here's something. I haven't seen it in a couple weeks.
Wait, should I show it to you right now?
I think you should turn around and show it to me because I haven't.
I'm going to show it to you. This is
C-section
actually good.
Scar
this
check.
Is actually good because. This is actually good because
I haven't really.
I took off the bandage before I took a shower this afternoon.
So you don't have a bandage on right now?
No. So it's just straight up.
I haven't like, cut. I've only time I've like really seen it was
it's like slit town.
Was like when we right were now. At the hospital. Okay.
is that what town? This episode's called, Slit Town?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, I'm really gonna show it to you.
I know you are. I'm just psyching myself up.
So instead of a bum check,
I love you. You know that, right? So whatever my reaction is, you know heart of hearts,
vomit.
I love you very much.
Oh, and you know how the last episode we did before we had the babies, I was like, feel this like section of my body, like where the bottom.
The fold, yeah.
I still have that fold. Uh-huh. It's like there's like that fold and then there's
love,
like
you had a
cut.
Baby 4 weeks ago.
I had 2 babies.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to show you my C-section cut right now. He really hasn't seen it since we were at the hospital. And did you even see it at the hospital?
I did kind of, but it's like, it's kind of when you like, you know, when you like make eye contact with like a stranger and you're like, oh, they're looking at me too. Like, you know what I mean? Like I kind of just looked away real fast.
I'm really going to show it to you for real. Okay, yeah. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So.
Okay. And she is standing in front of me.
You can't see.
This is crazy. I haven't really seen it. I mean, it's like, whoa. Oh, it's beautiful. That's.
Isn't that weird?
No, I want to look at it more. That's
weird.
This is. Can I touch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I guess you could.
Wow.
I don't know that you should.
That's interesting. It's kind of interesting.
Why are we still, why are you doing
it? It's hard. Why is it hard?
It's going to be hard. That's what she said. It's like a...
I think that's, you
I
know,
can't believe that just happened on camera and on podcast.
What an awesome, give me a second here.
Well, I will say this.
An awesome like tattoo, as they say, you know, what an awesome like badge of honor. Like to me, that is a beautiful thing because like I have two kids that came out of that slit town. You know what I mean?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's kind of small to think about that.
Yeah. What's gonna happen to it?
You're like, when's it going away? Yeah. No, I'll have a scar forever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that scar's there forever.
Cool.
But I think it goes, it gets less scar looking and turns more like into a line as opposed to like, oh, this person was cut open here recently. Mm. But it's weird that it doesn't have stitches, right? Like it kind of looks like it could just open up.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly does.
That's why I think I like the like binder on it, because like it kind of feels like at any moment it'll just open and my organs will fall out of it.
Oh yeah, gross.
And when I had Flynn, I felt that way about Down Under. I was like, I feel like everything's just gonna fall out of that area. So
what do you mean, like whatever's in?
It just felt like everything was going to fall
just
out.
Just everything.
Yeah.
Like your bones.
Yeah, just anything that's in my body in the mid area, like the torso area, would just fall out.
Just flush out
and
of there.
And sometimes now I feel like that with like the where the cut is. Are you okay? You're very squirt.
Yeah. No, I am fine. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Fun stuff.
Maybe Eric needs a moment. And while he takes a moment, we could say thanks to our first sponsor.
Yeah. Well,
do you need to recover?
I can't wait to hear who it is.
Me too.
and how you relate it to what we've been talking about.
Speaking of stitches.
Oh, God. Is it Stitch Fix?
Stitch Fix.
They will never advertise this podcast again.
No, we love Stitch Fix.
We actually do.
That's
my personal
so
stylist.
Funny that that's the first ad. I did not know that. That's really, really funny. We love Stitch Fix. Thank you for sponsoring us today, Stitch Fix. You guys, your style isn't one size fits all, is it? It's about what suits your body and what suits the moment. So why not shop at a store that is personalized to your size and style? That's what we do with Stitch Fix. Right, love?
Yeah, I'm talking about a personal stylist.
Oh, yeah.
That works with what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Sends you a box to your house. Mm-hmm. Includes an already prepaid envelope. If you want to send anything back, you can stick it in any mailbox.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to like the post office or anything. No. Any mailbox.
Yeah.
It's already in there.
What? I don't even need to read this. You know it all.
I know it by heart.
I know
it.
You guys,
by soul.
Well, I'm going to tell you about something extra special.
What do they got?
Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle, a shop built just for you. Stitch Fix Freestyle is your trusted style destination where you can discover and instantly buy curated items based on your style, likes, and lifestyle. Whether you're looking for a brand you love or try a new one, at Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop a range of over 1,000 brands personalized to your size and fit. With styles for workouts, to workwear, for lounging around the house, or for a night out on the town, Stitch Fix Freestyle has clothes for any occasion. Plus, there's no subscription required, and they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. So get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/relax. That's stitchfix.com/relax to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/relax. All right, so my relax was my C-section incision. What is your relax this week?
Like I said, it doesn't, it's not going to go up from here. It's going to continue.
Oh God, now I'm scared.
Well,
do you have an incision I should know about?
No, I mean, not technically.
Oh, what?
Wait.
What's happening?
I guess you could consider it one you're born with.
What?
Okay, this is going terribly.
Okay.
My thing that needs to relax this week is a specific body part. And I was kind of looking into it because I heard the word today when we were at the hospital.
Is this taint?
And close.
But
this specific body part, and apparently we have multiple of them, has been kind of like ruling our life the past few days, weeks. And
what?
It is what I think needs to relax is this.
What? What is it?
Sphincter.
The sphincter?
Yeah, the sphincter.
Oh, your anus. It's in your anus, right? Wait, you have a few sphincters?
Okay, well, apparently we have like millions of sphincters in our bodies.
Wait, what?
But there's seven sphincters.
Oh, you know what? They said something about a sphincter today at the hospital.
Literally words that just came out of my mouth.
No, I know, but I'm just not realizing that they said it. And I thought they were talking about our butt. And now they're like talking about
There's seven sphincters in your gastrointestinal tract, right? Mm-hmm.
There's seven?
Yes. Okay.
So Maisie, our daughter, has a little bit of reflux.
Yeah.
And so sometimes she gets a little like snorty or little sneezy coffee.
So this is the grossest episode we've ever done. And we're not even talking about
this.
I'm actually
really happy you bring this up because I always thought a sphincter was like in your butthole. And then today,
two are in your butthole.
Today she was like, her sphincter's not fully developed yet. So some acid or, from her stomach can get up in her throat. And I was like, that's a sphincter? I thought the sphincter was in your butt.
Colleen, I do research for these and I have answers
for you.
So first off, a sphincter, am I saying that right? That's how you say it, right? Yeah. Is a ring of muscle surrounding and serving to guard or close an opening or tube, such as the anus or the openings of the stomach.
Oh, see? Okay.
Okay. And there are seven sphincters in our gastrointestinal tract, upper esophageal, lower esophageal, phyloric, other ones. There's something called the Houston's valve. And then there's an internal sphincter of anus and an external sphincter of anus. And I got a problem with almost all of these.
I think that's true. I feel like today you almost killed me.
Well, heartburn. You don't like heartburn, do you?
I don't think anyone likes it.
What do you mean? I almost killed you.
Because your sphincter was not strong enough to hold in the most poisonous fart in the universe. It was honestly outside.
I hereby claim that that was the worst smelling.
And let me just say, first of all, we were in line at the hospital to go up to security, today.
We were outside in the wind.
This is the weirdest reaction I've ever had to a fart. I looked at Eric. I said, did you fart? And he was like, yeah. And my reaction was, I was very serious. And I said, do you remember what I said?
No.
I said, I just not remembering this. I looked at you so seriously because I was so tired. I go, why did you do that? I said, it's so serious. And he said, why did I fart? Yeah. And I was like, yeah. But I literally was like, why did you do that?
It was that bad. It was... because it was, we were outside, like in the wind. It was like
it was poison.
Yeah, it was real bad.
It was
bad.
Really poison. And so your sphincter, I think needs to relax because it's.
Yeah.
Your sphincter let that
and
out.
And other people's various sphincters in our family. I'm not going to get into details, but like, you know what I mean? Like we're having some sphincter problems. and it is always a problem, right? Mm-hmm. When is a sphincter in your life like ever cooperative? You know what I mean?
Is yours
doing whatever you want it to?
Now that I'm
not
pregnant.
Are you fighting against it?
Yeah. Now that I'm not pregnant, I'm like, pretty regular.
Just an open door?
Yeah, it's like I gotta go, get her done, get her out, I don't have really issues with her right now.
I feel like I don't have good sphincter control.
I wonder if there's something you can, I wonder if there's sphincter
like
exercises. Kangles,
but like for your...
Kankles.
What's it called when a woman exercises her
Kegels?
Kegels.
Kegels, actually, is what's how you pronounce
what
it.
What did I say?
You said kankles.
Kellogg's? No.
Kankles, which is like what they call like
what
a
are we
thick
doing?
Ankle.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but a kegel is an exercise internally in the
But
female.
Yeah, then at the hospital today, because of a acid reflux kind of situation, it's like it's like a harder thing to develop in babies
and preemies. It's not fully developed,
especially a problem because that also happened with somebody else. So when the doctor, whatever she is, was like her sphincter
isn't fully developed yet,
right? Yeah, I was also like, why are we talking about her butt now?
Yeah, because we were talking about how she was snorty. Yeah.
So then I looked into it, and we got all these sphincters. Because also they're like in your capillaries and everything. We have millions of sphincters.
I thought you said we have seven.
Seven main ones in our gastrointestinal tract is what I said.
Okay. So it's kind of like a door.
A muscle ring door. Yeah.
Yeah. That like sometimes isn't strong enough to close. It kind of sounds what it sounds like.
Or so, open.
Oh yeah.
This could be some people's
yeah
problem.
I guess so. But
Because you are, as proven on this podcast, such a prolific speller. Mm-hmm. Can you now, for me and the our listening audience, spell sphincter?
I shall try.
Okay.
I'm going to guess it's S P H I N C T E R. Were you listening to me?
Yeah, you were correct.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know what I thought you were going to say?
Sphincter.
Whoa, was that my voice?
Sphincter.
Are you the voice of Google Sphincter?
Why did that sound like me?
Hold on, wait. See if you can say it at the same time.
Sphincter.
Wait, say it again.
Sphincter. Sphincter.
Is that you?
I think it's me.
I'm going to play this and then you say it and then we'll see if they can tell the difference.
Okay. Well, you just told them who's doing it.
Okay. So.
Sphincter.
Sphincter.
Wow, you sound just
same. Yeah. But it kind of does actually sound like
I think you are the voice of Sphincter on Google.
Did I really spell it right? S-C-H.
Oh, no, S-P-H.
Oh, that's what you said. S-P-H-I-N-C-T-E-R. Well, I'm such a genius.
If nothing else from this episode, you've learned
how to spell sphincter.
How to spell sphincter.
Well, I want to move on.
This is what we offer for free.
I want to move on to something really important.
Sure.
So last week on the episode, we talked about a man we call on the podcast, Gary.
Are we doing Chronicles of Gary?
Yeah, because we said we would. We said we'd give him an update on Gary.
Uh-huh.
So last week, if you listened to the episode, we talked about Gary, which is not his real name. But there's a security guard that we're calling Gary for security reasons. We want to protect his identity.
We're keeping him secure while he keeps us secure.
Yeah.
And our babies.
And his name is Gary. And he is like, and that's who I said needed to relax last week. Because he like never remembers us, even though we're there every freaking day, multiple times a day. And he's always like gives us trouble and makes it way longer for us to get in and causes me to sometimes miss a baby's feeding or whatever because it just took him forever. And I was like, I was really heated about this last week.
Yeah. Well, isn't karma something?
Karma is something, guys, because now I feel awful.
What happened?
Because the next day after we recorded the podcast, I'm giving you a Gary update right now, guys.
Chronicles of Gary.
The next day, I go to the hospital alone at night to visit the babies because I'm not going to get into it, but I was going to visit them. And I go into the hospital.
I met you later that evening, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sure you did. You're always with me.
I was with Fonda for a second.
But anyway, I go in and the security guard there was new. And he didn't know who I was, that I'm there all the time. And so, you know, I was explaining to him who I am and that I'm going up to see my babies. And he was like, well, you know, I can't find you in the system. And he just was like giving me all sorts of trouble and he wouldn't let me up. And I was like, my babies are up there. Like, let me go see my babies in the NICU. Like, it was like, and he was like, I don't know who you are. Like, I can't just let you in, which I appreciate how tight the security is. I'm not trying to knock on security. I love that it's tight security.
Yeah, but you've been going there twice a day, you know, so for
like,
hours.
Come on, guys. Like, help me out. And there's all these.
We're there more than some employees, you know.
Most of the security guards, they see us, they're like, oh, hey, guys, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, and they know we're the NICU parents. And so anyway, this guy didn't know who I was. And there's other security guys there who I know see me every day and were not helping. And I was like, oh, my gosh, there's like something wrong with the computer, something wrong with the system. And we couldn't get in. And I was very frustrated. And then out of nowhere, like floating on clouds, Gary just popped up out of like literally he just was there.
Just in a cloud of
he
mist.
He like was
you
behind.
Said.
It seemed like he floated in on
like
a cloud of mist.
He didn't even walk. He just floated.
He floated in behind the security guard who was giving me trouble. And he was like, she's good. And was like, totally like, yeah, she's going to NICU. And he knew who I was, which that was my big thing last week. I was like, he knows who I am. He's pretending like he
right.
doesn't know who
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, she's going to the NICU. I got her. And the guy was like, oh, you seem to know her. Like, why don't you help her? And Gary was like, I got this. And he like helped. He saved the day.
Did he look through your purse and ask you if you had any lighters or vapes?
No, he literally like knew who I was and let me up. And he was so sweet. And I felt so bad that I had. But then
we had him 2 days later.
We had him today.
Oh, today.
And he was like,
oh, days don't make sense anymore.
Today we had him. And he was like, where are you going?
Right. Yeah.
I was like, Gary, come on. Do you only.
And the line was so long.
It was. And I was like, Gary, do you only remember me when like you can show off to the other security guys and be like, I don't know who this one is. You know what I mean? Like today he totally pretended like he didn't know us again. And there was
yeah,
a day.
I thought you guys, like when we were going to go up there, I thought he was going to say like, oh, hey, no, but like, no, nothing. After
no,
that story
he was like,
you told
where are you
me?
Going? Yeah. And the also remember the day where he was pretending to be on the phone? So this is the same day, actually. It was like earlier, the day that he rescued me. Mm-hmm. I think it was the same day earlier in the day when we were there. He acted like he didn't know us again. And we were like joking and laughing because we had just done the podcast talking about him. And there's a guy,
and he was doing all the
there's
things.
A guy in front of us who was like, I'm here to see my mom. And he was like, how do you know the patient? And he's like, it's my mom. Mm-hmm. And Gary was like, all right, let me look in the system, and pretended to be on the phone.
On a computer screen that was just black.
There was nothing on it.
Like the computer wasn't even on. It was turned off.
Fully off. And he was like, all right, well, who's her caretaker? And the guy was like, me, I'm her son. It's my mom. He's like, all right, I don't know about this. And he kept, it was like taking forever. And we're like waiting like behind the phone. This guy. Picks up the phone, pretends to be on the phone, but like doesn't
moving,
talk.
Like was moving his mouth, but not actually talking.
It was like amazing. And then the guy like moved to the side. And Gary started working with us, acting like he didn't know who we were. And then Gary looks at the guy again and goes, how do you know the patient? And Eric and I looked at each other. We're like, it's his mom. Like, yeah, it's literally mom. It's like, we've heard him say it six times.
We know his personal.
And we just were like, it was very funny.
Chain of emergency contacts. Yes.
And then the final point of the story. Do you remember this?
He still works there.
Well, I love him. But he's on the phone. And then he goes, who is this? He was holding the phone,
talking on a telephone for like 40 seconds while moving a mouse that wasn't even plugged in. And then he finally goes, who is this?
Who is this? Like he was pretending to be on the phone like and like someone answered. Somebody. Yeah. It was pretty amazing. So anyway, that's Gary. Gary does now remember me, I think, sometimes.
I think that's the end of the Gary saga.
That's the end of the Gary. That's the end of Who Needs to Relax for You.
That was the sequel.
But you know who doesn't need to relax? Third Love. They're our next sponsor of the day. We love Third Love. I love Third Love. Oh my gosh. The bras, they have given the comfort to my breasticle area in a time of need, guys. My chest area is sore. I'm pumping all the time. My baby's wanting to breastfeed right now. I need comfort above all.
What's the difference between a bra and a brassiere?
Don't ask me scientific questions. I don't know. Call someone at Third Love and ask them.
Okay.
I think a brassiere is a bra. I don't know. I don't know.
Is there other words for bras?
Brassiere. No. Guys, I am uncomfortable these days because of everything my body is going through. So comfort is very important to me, which is why I love Third Love. And I'm so excited to be working with them again. We love them. But you guys might have other reasons you're uncomfortable. It's the holiday season. You know, things get uncomfy the holiday season, right?
You're talking nog.
We're talking eggnog, guys. I don't know what that has to do with Third Love, but I'm going with it. So the holidays can be hectic, stressful, or downright uncomfortable. This holiday season, give the gift of comfort with Third Love, your one-stop shop for all the women in your life. They have ultra-soft loungewear for mom, which I need to get in on.
Is it on your list?
Fun sleepwear sets. Hello.
Is it on your list?
It is now. Premium activewear for your friends. Luxe intimate sets for that special someone. A brassiere, perhaps, lovey. Gifting Third Love means giving joy and feeling good in all-day wear that hug better, hold stronger, and support longer. Give yourself what you really want this holiday season. Third Love obsesses over every stitch in their underwear, loungewear, and activewear, putting on essential feels like indulging in yourself every day. How good does it feel when you receive a gift you are truly excited about?
The best.
Love, you know what to get me this holiday season, right?
A gift that's just going to hug you. All the time. Yeah.
Third Love makes being the good gifter easier than ever. Their range of premium everyday essentials makes gifting for the woman in your life completely effortless. It's amazing. You guys know I've been using Third Love for a long time. My body has changed a lot with the pregnancy and then now with breastfeeding. And it's just nice to know that there is a place I can go to find the exact size and fit that I need for my body. They make it so easy for me to find what size I am with their fitting room quiz. It's amazing. I don't have to go into a store and try to find the right bra, trying a bunch of stuff on, or have a stranger like measure me. I just take the quiz online, the fitting room quiz, and I know exactly what size my chest area is at all times. It's so wonderful. Their stuff is so comfortable. You just can make sure that you're wearing exactly what fits you at the right time in your life. I highly recommend, guys, go check it out. You fit here. Third Love obsesses over each stitch, so you never have to think about how something feels, looks, or wears while trends come and go. Third Love always has stayed true to one notion. We do comfort, you do you. Their love brings comfort from the sheets to the streets with the softest sleepwear, washable silk, and the bras that you won't want to take off when you get home. The 90,000 five-star reviews don't lie. The bras are available in exclusive half cups, underwear, loungewear, activewear, and extra small through 3XL. All right. Love your fit, guaranteed. If not, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are available via chat or text to answer all your questions. So, feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/relax. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/relax.
Are there trends in bras?
Always. And Third Love is where you can get them.
Do you think like the pointy trend will ever come back?
I hope not.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Madonna.
Was that Madonna?
I don't know if it was a trend or just Madonna did it.
Like the 40s. Like that.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess.
Because it couldn't have been that boobs were pointier back then.
No, I think boobs are just boobs. I think Madonna just wore a pointy bra once.
No, I'm talking about like the 40s and 50s. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
like movies and things. Like
not really.
Women had like pointier...
I don't think they had pointier boobs. I think the bras were maybe different. Mm. Maybe those are brassieres. All right. We just had some chicken.
We're back. How was your dinner?
It was good. I had some chicken and veggies.
How's your sphincter?
My sphincter? Feeling closed and good. It's all good. So Eric
Mine
said,
doesn't know what it wants to be.
I know. Eric wants to do a game right now.
Yeah, well, this is... lighten the mood, if only for our own benefit.
Yeah.
And so I've been watching, when we've been getting home late from the hospital every night, I've been watching the new Beatles documentary.
Uh-huh. Yes,
Not an
yes.
ad on Disney Plus,
yes,
directed by
have.
Peter Jackson. He's restored a bunch of footage, an enormous amount of footage, into a tight 9-hour, 3-part documentary, essentially of the Beatles just... sitting in a rehearsal space, chatting.
Yeah.
Now, there are some golden nuggets within this many, many hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing it. You've sat there with me through most of it.
That's not
albeit
true.
On your phone or wrapping a Christmas present or two.
Yeah, I've barely
maybe
been
making
around.
A cook.
Cookie.
Uh huh. Yeah, cook was short for cookie.
Yeah.
And I said something during it, and you go, "Who?"
You like, said Yoko.
Right.
You know what's funny is, and he got so upset I didn't know who Yoko was.
Well, you didn't know who any of them were, which was astonishing to me.
Well, here's the thing.
And it reminded me of the movie quote game that we've played on this podcast. And I was thinking about catering it to rock legends.
Okay.
Starting with the Beatles.
Well, I just have to say, we have had this discussion in the past, so I'm surprised you were surprised. That I didn't know who anyone was.
Because it's still just so striking and strange to me. You
and my brother and my sister-in-law
perception of
made. Do you
pop
remember when
culture.
You guys made fun of me in New York because I didn't know who anyone in the Beatles was?
Yeah,
nothing has changed. Listen, I like the Beatles. I think their music is fabulous.
The Fab Four,
and I know one of them is John Lennon.
It is,
and
yeah.
Sometimes I accidentally say John Legend.
Different musician.
Different musician. Very similar names. In my defense. Very similar names.
I'm sure.
But yeah, I don't know them all.
I wonder if John Legend is like his real name.
I don't know. Maybe.
You think so?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think someone has the surname Legend?
No, maybe not. I don't know. Perhaps not.
Colleen
all right,
Legend.
So what is this game we're going to play?
Eric Legend.
What's this game that was inspired by the Beatles?
I'm literally just going to show you a picture of a Beatle and see if you can name... that Beetle. And we'll carry on from there.
There's only four, so this can't be that
the Fab
hard.
Four, like you said.
I literally will not be able to do this.
For the listener, how do I do this?
You're going to have to say who's... I don't know. You're going to have to tell
can you
them.
Like, can you roll away and cover your ears?
Yeah. I'll roll, I'm going to cover my ears as he tells you who the first one is.
The first Beetle is John Lennon. Okay, come back. Okay. Don't take too long.
Okay,
so I'm going to show you a picture of all... Is that going to focus?
Yeah, how probably not.
How do you make it focus?
Okay, he's trying to make the camera focus on the picture if you're watching
it. As a picture of all four Beatles.
Right.
Okay, you said you knew the name of one Beatle who is not John Legend. Which Beatle is... Who's the one you were talking about?
John Lennon.
Uh-huh, which one?
Oh my God,
this, so this
no
is,
one knows
I'm making it. I'm making it easier for you because this is now multiple choice. You, even if you didn't know, you still have a 1 in 4 chance of being right.
I'm just going to say this is a trick question because all 4 of those people are the same person. There is no way. Okay.
Which one is, what's his name?
John Lennon.
Uh-huh.
Is the only one I know his name.
Sure.
And I think it's the top left one.
Yes, correct.
Yes, I'm so good at this.
Correct, love.
I feel like I got that. This is a bad
Again,
picture, by the way.
Multiple
I
choice.
I feel like you chose like the worst pictures. Like, there's no way anyone.
It
could
was
guess
the first one
are.
That popped up that had okay. all 4 of them.
I'm just saying. But you guys
it,
watching
in their heyday.
I just want to say, anyone watching
those Beatles
right
haircuts.
Now, anyone watching right now on YouTube, if you're watching this podcast episode, please, in my defense, like this is horrible pictures of them.
So you know who John Lennon is, obviously.
Yes, the top
yes.
left.
Name another Beatle.
I cannot.
You can't think of another Beatle name.
I was, when you were watching last night, I looked up and I saw on the closed caption, Ringo, which uh-huh. I do remember that's the name of
okay.
one.
Okay, Ringo is the Beatle. What instrument did Ringo play?
I have no idea. Am I supposed to, do people know these things?
Ringo, yeah, they do.
Is he the one that was in that other documentary that we were watching?
What other documentary?
We are watching some docuseries on Hulu, I think, about one of the Beatles. And he was like just talking about all the music.
No.
That wasn't guy. Ringo?
That wasn't Ringo.
It's Ringo
no.
Starr, right?
Whoa! Yes. Which one is now on this image? Which one is
I have
Ringo
no,
Starr?
No freaking clue. I'm going to guess it's the guy next to John Legend. He looks kind of familiar.
Well, no.
It's not him? I don't know. Is it John Lennon and Ringo Starr? And then no one knows who the other two are. No one knows. What are their names? I literally, wait, okay, give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Give you a hint? George.
Yeah.
George.
George?
George.
There's no way there's a George.
George, yes.
George Costanza. George.
Harrison.
George Harrison?
Oh my goodness.
Come
yes.
Come on. That's not, I
played
no one
what
knows
instrument
that.
For the Beatles?
No one knows. No one knows who that is. He did the,
okay.
I don't know.
So we got John, Ringo, George, and?
Yeah. I literally don't know. I literally, give me a hint. Peter Parker. Paul.
Paul.
McCartney.
Yeah.
Yes. See, that
wait,
was
are
a
you
guess.
Lying? So, that was a guess?
Yeah.
Have you heard anything from Paul McCartney these days?
No.
What did he do in the Beatles?
I'm assuming he sang.
Nice, yeah.
They all sang, didn't
right.
they?
What instrument did he play?
I don't know. I feel like they probably all faked it.
Bass?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I don't know these things.
Uh-huh.
So
I saw Paul McCartney in concert.
You did?
Yeah. He headlined Outside Lands, a festival in
I've
San Francisco.
I've never heard of that. That sounds nice. Yeah, so listen, don't come for me. I know everyone's going to hate me. I know this is not relatable, that I'm an idiot, and I don't know anyone in the Beatles. I think they're fabulous. In fact, my favorite Beatles song is probably it's a more obscure one. Like, people never think this is their favorite. Like, I feel like most people would never see this as their favorite.
What would it
when
be?
When I'm 64.
It's a great song. Yeah.
That's my favorite Beatles song by
Name
far.
Name 3 other Beatles songs.
Let it be, let it be. Mm-hmm.
Mind you, this is a person who's been absorbing 9 hours
Yellow
of the documentary.
Submarine.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, isn't it?
I feel
it?
Like that was your own take on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know. How's it go? We all live in a yellow submarine. Yeah, I was still uh-huh. singing.
Okay, one more.
When I'm 64. Yeah, that was still my take on that. I was just still thinking of when I'm 64.
Yeah, you sang it.
Isn't the one, imagine there's no heaven.
Yeah.
That one is, which by mm-hmm. the way, I did think was just John Lennon. I did not think that was the Beatles. Is it just John Lennon or is it the whole Beatles?
Well, he did have a solo career after. I think it's more, that's certainly more known for John Lennon.
Yeah, I don't know. So that was 3. See, all I right. do know their songs.
I'm going to show you. So now okay. that's insane, especially because you've been sitting there for 9 hours of a documentary
musicians,
on them. Not only because they're the most famous band worldwide of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even of our time, but like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
I know their whole.
I was kind of like, you know, I think it's interesting watching musicians play music, but at the same time,
you were more
like,
of a Stones girl.
Stones? What do you mean?
Oh my god!
Like Rolling Stones?
Ah, yeah.
That's a magazine. anyway, no, I feel like everyone's gonna hate me for this, but that docuseries.
Who's the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Love that docuseries. kind of boring.
Right. Who's the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
I don't know. I only know it as a magazine.
Who's the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
I don't know. What? You are acting like a T-Rex or something right now.
Who's the lead singer?
I have no idea.
Mick? Yeah.
I don't know anyone named Mick. I don't know.
You got
know.
The moves like...
Like Jagger?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a real person.
Wow.
There's a song that goes, I got the moves like Jagger.
Yeah, yeah, we don't have the rights to it. And then,
who sings that song?
If you know that, but you don't know the
Rolling
Stones.
But that's driving me nuts. Who sings that song for real?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I'm ashamed. Fine. Listen, if we were talking Broadway, I'd crush you in this.
Okay. I'm going to show
you. Ask me any Broadway composer.
I'm going to show you pictures of other very famous bands. In fact, I literally just Googled most famous bands of all time.
I'm screwed.
And I'll send these images to my brother so he can just put them on the screen if you're watching and not listening. Okay, who is this band?
Oh my God.
Who is that?
I have never seen these people in my life. Hold on. I'm going to guess. Whoa, the guy in the back looks like an actor I've seen in movies.
Uh-huh.
Is he an actor? Is he in things?
I don't believe he's an actor, but he's
Aerosmith?
A very famous... no, it's not.
He kind of looks like the guy in Aerosmith.
You think
Aerosmith.
That's Aerosmith?
No, I just know that one song from Aerosmith.
That's not the band this
but
is.
But that guy in the back, tell me he doesn't look like him.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he's a Caucasian male with long brunette hair.
Yeah, they all look the same.
What if I were to tell you that was Nirvana?
I don't know a single one of their songs.
Who's the lead singer of Nirvana?
I don't know. I guess that blonde
Kurt?
Guy. Cameron? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I knew this would not go well for you, but I had no idea.
I've never heard of
Cameron is the lead singer of Nirvana?
I don't know. Didn't he get in trouble recently for something? I don't know.
Not Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, name you've heard?
Is that Nirvana's guy? Kurt Cobain? I thought that was like a news reporter. Is there someone else named Cobain? Cobain?
Should we just turn all this stuff off?
No, I'm being serious.
No, I not mean not
Kurt
that.
Kurt Cobain or Kirk.
Kirk.
Kirk?
Okay, well, this happens to be the next one. Who's this?
Aerosmith.
Yes. Who's the lead singer of Aerosmith?
The guy with the long hair.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
They're all
but
seem to have long
what's
hair.
What's the song he sings that was like in the Batman movie in the 90s or 2000s? Remember that one? It's driving me crazy. What song does he sing? Aerosmith, they sing that song.
Okay.
What is it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't they sing a song for a Batman movie?
I don't know. Sweet Emotions, baby.
No, what's like their really
Living
big ballad?
On the edge.
No, they have a really big ballad. I'm being dead serious. It's
don't
good.
Wanna close
that
my
one.
Eye.
Yeah. I don't want to fall asleep because
right.
I miss
who
you.
Who is this?
And I don't want to.
Okay. What band is this? Very identifiable, I would say.
I do not know. They look, I have no idea. I've never seen any of these people.
AC.
This is AC/DC?
It is.
Shut up. Is this
well, you
the
knew the rest
now?
Of
this
it. Is, I guess this, I guess AC is pretty.
That's
you're going to follow
their heyday.
DC. I guess they're a little older in this image.
Whoa, I've never seen them before. And I don't sing one of their songs.
Man in Black.
That's not a song. You just made a throat sound.
Who's that?
Oh, I know this guy. Is that Phil Collins?
No.
Come on. What's that guy? I've seen him before.
Uh-huh.
Sting.
No.
Dang
but
it.
He is a human that goes by a singular name, like Sting.
Maybe that's why I thought. Oh, come on. I'm going to get this one. I'm going to get this one. Sting. Okay,
what's
like Sting? And that doesn't help me.
It's an Irishman.
That's not going to help me. Oh, God. I feel like I'm going to get this one. I feel like I know it.
Two
that's
letters.
Why I guess Sting.
Wait, a letter and a number.
A letter and a number? I mm-hmm. thought you said he had a name like Sting.
Well, I'm saying the whole band. A letter and a number. But this lead singer, yes, has one name. It's an Irish band.
A letter and a number.
The name of their band is a letter and a number.
You too?
You too. You too?
No way. I think I've seen them in concert. No, that was Snow Patrol. Oh I have not seen these.
This is crazy. The lead singer of U2 is
Bono.
Yeah.
Just came to
wait,
me.
That came from like the back.
The deep.
I saw it go
deep.
From the back and then up. Like I saw it travel through this vein. It went down this vein and then to your mouth.
Yeah, I can't believe I remembered
happen.
That. That was crazy. Okay. Jackson 5.
Okay, good for you. Who's that?
Is this girls or boys?
This is boys.
This is boys? Oh, I bet if, okay. I don't know who these people are. I've never seen them. Did you look up like most famous, like hardcore rock bands or something?
No, just the most famous, literally Googled most famous bands all time.
Why are they all white men, first of all? That's why I don't know who any of them are. I don't associate with white men except for you and my father and my brothers. So
fair enough. I didn't create this list.
Yeah.
A Google algorithm did.
I literally don't know who these people are.
Jackson 5.
No, who's, this is not Jackson 5. Who are these? Tell me for real. No, give me a hint. Do you think I would know them? Is there the
What if I were to tell you that the lead singer's name was Axl Rose?
I don't know that person. Is it the
and
guy
the guitarist's name was Slash.
Slash?
Yeah.
No, I don't know them.
These are famous people.
Okay, I've never.
In this band, Guns.
Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses.
I don't know any of their music, but I've heard of that.
Send me some Guns and Roses.
I really don't know it, but.
Who's that?
I don't know, but the guy on the right.
You don't know? You don't know who that is?
No. The guy on the right looks like that guy from the Will Ferrell movie Step Brothers. What's the other actor's name in Step Brothers?
I wonder if that the photo from Step Brothers, like the movie poster, yeah, is from look this like image. Yeah.
So who?
It must be the inspiration.
But what's his name for real? The actor that was with Will Ferrell in
John
Step Brothers.
C. Reilly.
Yeah. He's he's great.
Incredible.
He's really good.
Yeah. It's and not. That, not he's like not in this band.
It's a band. Is two people a band?
Yeah. Well, that'll give you a hint. It's their band is a name and a name.
Oh, Garfunkel and Oates?
It's Simon and Garfunkel. Love. Garfunkel and Oates is like are two very talented women who kind of parodied the name. Yeah.
I messed up. Simon and Garfunkel. But I have to say, I'm really ashamed. Yeah, I've never seen them before. I really haven't. But I know all their songs. But I've never seen them before in my life.
You just never knew what they looked like.
No, I've never looked at them. But I do know all of their songs. Like I'm obsessed with their music, but I don't know what they look like. I'm sorry.
That
like,
might be the one to end on. I don't know. I think this is the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they love a belt and they love to hold their belts.
They are holding lots of belts.
And this is how my hair looks if I let it air dry out of the shower and then brush it. Like it's...
Yeah, it's not great.
Okay, so who is this? I really don't know. Just give me a hint.
Starts with an M.
Money. Machine gun. Matilda. Metallic.
Metallic.
Pens.
Metallica.
Okay, I don't know them. I think I've heard of that probably. I feel like I've seen that on a poster. But who knows what people... No one knows what these people look like. You know what? I'm going to do it to you now, okay? You seem very upset that I don't know any of these bands. You need to calm down, love you, which is great because our next sponsor is Calm. We love Calm.
I just renewed my Calm subscription.
Yeah, you did. A lot of emotions surface during the holiday season. Happiness, sadness, joy, excitement, stress. The
Nog.
List goes on. Oh, yeah.
Is eggnog an emotion?
It will be this year with us. Mm-hmm. Remember to take time for yourself this holiday season and make sure you keep your mental wellness in check. Take a break with Calm. That's what we do. We need it right now. We are very stressed with everything going on in our lives. The holiday season is stressful enough, but for us to add on like, you know, being parents to now three children and all the stress of our lives, I feel like I've heard you turning on the Calm app.
What am I just going to lay awake in silence? Like, it doesn't rain in LA. I need to put on rain sounds.
Hey-o.
From an app with some.
Yes. And you listen to guided meditations more. Those are your jam typically.
But, yeah, sleep or like, you know, yeah, stories.
Sleep stories.
Train rides.
Oh, yeah. We're partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations. Improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks. And drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. If you go to calm.com/RCE, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/RCE. That stands for Relax, Colleen and Eric.
Oh.
Go to calm.com/RCE for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/RCE. All right. So I'm going to do the same thing to you that you did to me, but with Broadway people.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, okay.
So this is...
I don't know if it's the same thing, but like...
It's not. I understand, world, but maybe. For me it is. Okay. So I'm just going to show you people.
In your homeschooled Broadway
Being homeschooled has nothing to do with me loving Broadway.
You're right. I love Broadway too. I think I've seen four different shows.
I'm only going to have you guess people who are extremely famous Broadway people. So like, I think you'll know them because they're very famous. Okay. So we're going to go with the first one. Who is this? Come on. You know who this is? You're joking now. For real.
Her. Yes. Oh, yes.
You really not know?
Yeah. No, her with the pearl necklaces.
It's Chita Rivera.
Chita Rivera. Yeah.
Have you never heard of Chita Rivera?
I've certainly heard the name.
But you don't know who she is? Oh, my God.
She's famous for Bob Fosse musicals, right?
I shared a stage with Chita Rivera, so she's famous for performing with Miranda Sings. But just kidding.
Of course.
She's actually extremely famous.
But I feel like in that Bob Fosse show we watched, like she was there. Like she was in the original cast of...
Chita Rivera? I don't think she was in that Bob Fosse show.
I think so. Do I know more about Broadway than you?
I don't think that's true. I don't remember that Bob Fosse show very much, though. Okay, next one.
Who's this? Bernadette Peters.
You know Bernadette Peters. Yeah. I would have been very sad if you didn't know this one because
I don't know her. I know her from like The Jerk, the Steve Martin movie where she sings that.
I've never seen that one.
You've never seen The Jerk?
Mm-mm.
How do you know that song on that?
Everyone knows that song. I know.
No, again, we don't have the rights. We don't have the rights to that song.
Yeah, everyone knows that song. I didn't know it was from that movie.
Is she a big Broadway person?
Yes. Yeah. What?
Oh, you said, look at this. Sunday in the Park with George,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. She's my favorite.
I think she's great.
She's incredible.
Incredible actress in film. I've seen her for many years.
I think my favorite performance of all time on a Broadway stage is her singing in Sunday in the Park with George. I was so small when it was on Broadway. Yeah. I don't even know if I was born. I don't remember the year, but it was either extremely tiny or not born yet. Mm-hmm. No, it's the song. I'm having brain farts, not remembering the name of it. Hold on. Let me think for a second. No, you are complete. George.
No, love.
People make you pay for these things. We do not belong together.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just say the name of the song.
I was trying to remember it. I had to sing it to remember.
I know everything
it.
In your body, your marrow is making
I
you sing the song.
I had to sing it to remember the name. We do not belong together. Her singing that is unreal. So I think it's like the best performance of any song ever in the whole history of time. Mm-hmm. She's so good. And I saw her in A Little Night Music on Broadway. And she's so good at singing with like a single tear dropping down her face. I don't know. She's so amazing. Anyway. Okay.
You can see it from the audience.
Yes. I was in the balcony, like in the back and I could
see a single tear, just roll.
Single huge tear rolling down her face during Sin and the Clowns. It was so amazing. Okay. Anyway, who's this? You know, this one.
Sutton Foster.
Yeah. And what's this show she's in here?
Is that.
Oh, come on, love. Come on.
Annie. Her hair looks right. Drowsy Chaperone?
No, but that's a good guess.
Five Will Goes West.
I'm so proud of you that you know Drowsy Chaperone.
Was she in that?
Yes, she was the lead in that. This is Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Because the haircut. That's what I was going to say next.
I'm so mortified that you
don't know Millie. I don't know that show at all, no.
Oh, I love Thoroughly Modern Millie. I was in it. You should watch a performance of me in it.
Okay, if you have that.
Mortifyingly embarrassing. Who's that? You know this. I only chose really famous ones.
Patti LuPone.
Look at you. And what show is she in this photo?
Gypsy.
You know this.
Is she really?
Yes. Yeah, she's Mama Rose. And I saw her in this and she was unbelievable.
Now starring in the revival of Company.
Yes. See, you know things now because of me.
Because of you?
Yeah.
I'm a theater person.
You would not have known that. I was just talking about it yesterday. Yeah, this isn't as interesting. Okay, you know who this is.
I do know who that is. Yeah. Oh, what's her name?
Oh, come on. Are you joking? Ugh, I guess it's not as bad as like how I didn't know anyone's names. This is obviously because
she was just in the Netflix.
I don't know. She's on a Netflix thing.
No, the Jonathan Larson movie that we watched. She was like in the diner scene. Was she not?
But I think she was. I think everyone was. I don't remember, but everyone was in it. Yes, she was.
First name. Audrey.
No, close. Audrey McDonald.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Audrey McDonald. Yeah, I did know it. Yeah, it was in there. It just didn't come down the vein.
I had to throw some guys in here, too, because when you look up like Broadway legends, it's like all these women. But like I had to look up for guys, too.
Of course.
Who's that?
That's the guy from Rent.
Uh-huh. Yes.
His name is like Adam.
Yes. Adam what?
Savage.
No. Savage. That's the voice from Boy Meets World.
Oh.
Adam?
I think that's the guy from Mythbusters.
Adam Pascal.
Pascal, yes.
I performed with him multiple times. Really? He's very wonderfully
I'm
sweet.
Always surprised by you as Miranda, like when you were in New York, like the people that you performed
I know,
with.
Me too. It doesn't make any
it's
sense.
So cool.
Why would anyone ever associate with me? Okay, next
well,
one.
Because you're a genius.
You know who this is?
That is...
You know him?
What is it called when you just get like a Google free image of people? What is that called? What's the term for that?
A stock photo?
That's a stock photo white male headshot.
It does look like a stock photo. You don't know who this is? He was in Shrek the Musical.
Of course.
That's
Shrek's
when
musical.
I met him. And he's,
Shrek's a musical?
I think he's currently in Company.
Oh, cool.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty confident that
he is a very famous Broadway actor.
Yeah. And he was also in the television show It Takes Two with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. That was only like one season, maybe two. He played their dad. Christopher Sieber. I performed with him. It's very nice. And he's done a lot of Broadway shows.
I'm sure he's very talented.
Here's the next. You know this guy. You definitely do.
Cheyenne Jackson.
Yeah, because he's in a lot of things. He's in 30 Rock.
I know him from 30 Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's your friend. You're friendly with him.
I'm friendly with him.
He
was like Miranda's first quote unquote boyfriend.
That's why I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So
the history
like,
of...
I met him because I like snuck my way onto a stage. Like, I'm not
you
kidding.
Actually
I actually did?
Did
this. Yeah. I snuck
what
my
stage.
It was in Times Square. There was a show going on called Broadway on Broadway. It was right when Miranda got popular. And I'm not kidding. I snuck onto the stage dressed like Miranda.
You?
No.
They were like,
there
we're
was
not
like
going to
stop
this weird person?
No, there was a finale moment where there's all these Broadway people on the stage. And I literally
you
snuck
did this?
On. Yes, this
I
is
can't
real.
Imagine. Yeah.
I think there's video of it. But this is where I met Cheyenne Jackson. He was there and I went up to
do
him.
Do you have access to the video?
Yeah. I'll have to show you tonight. It's real. I really did this.
Can you put it in without sound in this?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. But I saw him there and I had just made a video saying like that he was my boyfriend. He was going to be my boyfriend. And then I saw him there and I went up to him and I was like, you're my boyfriend. Like, and I just started talking to him and he totally played along. Was very sweet.
Oh, that's so nice.
And
he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I met him in passing a few times. I would definitely not say we're friends.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't know why I thought
nice.
You were.
No, I just know him. He's nice. And he just did a movie with Harvey, who's one of my close friends. Mm-hmm. And Cheyenne's awesome. And
I feel like he's like,
we've messaged each other.
Like
he has
commented
twins.
On like an Instagram
yeah,
of
yeah.
yours. And
well,
I've been like,
has,
oh, you're, I just assumed it was someone comments on an Instagram of someone else. I just assume they're friends.
Well, he has twins. And so we've messaged a bit
how
about
wonderful.
That. And like,
well, good for him.
He's very sweet. Anyway, who's this? Mm-hmm. Do you not know who this is?
Stock image
what?
White male actor.
I thought you'd for sure know him. This is Jeremy Jordan. You don't know who Jeremy Jordan
was
is?
Was he in Waitress?
No. I mean, maybe he did Waitress once.
I feel like that guy totally.
Sorry if I don't know that.
Played the doctor.
Theater people. But
I was going to. By the way, I feel like I was going to say his name and then you didn't give me a long enough time to think
you
about
were,
it.
You said it was a stock photo. We're almost done here. I actually think we are done. Who's this? You know who that is. For sure you know who this is.
Is that maybe that's like a weird photo? I feel like I can. You know what's funny is that I feel like I can hear her voice.
Uh huh. That makes sense.
Carol.
Yes.
Channing.
Yes. You did really good, Lovey. I'm very proud of you. See, I only picked. Oh, and then this one, who you obviously know, which is. Come on. Mm-hmm. Who's this?
She's here. The daughter of.
Are
Judy
you?
Garland.
Yes, you know her name.
Liza Minnelli.
That, come on.
I was
you were
one,
just
it's
pretending.
One of the, it's
one that
of,
one was pretending.
No, it's one of those things where like on the spot, like I couldn't think of it's Liza Minnelli.
How could you not know her
Arrested
name
Arrested Development. She's a phenomenal
she's
actress.
She's incredible in Arrested Development, but she's also incredible in general. Anyway.
In Cabaret.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Look at, see, mm-hmm. you know these things. That wasn't,
I feel like I
entertaining.
Win. If that was
you
like
do.
A face off, I feel like
oh,
I for sure win.
You won. Yeah. You crushed me in that. Because
you thought Bono was Phil Collins.
I don't know. I still would. If you showed me his picture again, I still wouldn't remember who he was. For sure, I wouldn't. Yeah, no, that wasn't as entertaining. I shouldn't have done that.
No,
yours
that was great.
Way better. I'm sorry, guys.
You just underestimated me, and that was
I
your.
I did.
That's,
I
that's
really
what
did.
Your,
yeah.
That's what
but
happened.
But now I just want to show you that video of me sneaking on the stage in New York City, in Times Square.
Well, maybe you can find it and we can
like
put it in under us
I was
talking about
a sign
it.
Or something. Seth Rudetsky was there too. And I interviewed him. I don't remember. It was weird. It was a weird day.
I stand by my sentiment that like, man, I wish I knew you.
I do too.
Time.
I can't believe you didn't. It's so weird that there's a time where I didn't know you.
We did somehow.
I know. I think we must have somehow
crossed paths.
We must have. I don't know. I can't believe I wish
I knew you in that.
You would have loved that time period. It was very fun. It was hectic.
And laughed and supported you in that.
Oh,
it would have been great.
Yeah, me too. But you weren't. But now you are. And you know what? That time was so hectic in my life because I was just traveling constantly and like.
Always had to have a pair of red sweatpants in your trunk, right?
Or a skirt, actually, at that time. It was a skirt and a button down. And then eventually became the red sweatpants. But
when did the red sweatpants that said haters back off, when did that first, do you remember when that first happened?
When did the red sweatpants happen?
Yeah, because that's kind of
lovey.
Known for. Like, when did like the red sweatpants that say haters back off on the first appear?
Okay.
What?
When the red sweatpants began is different than when
I knew
the haters
who Carol Channing was.
It's different than when the haters back off went on the butt.
What do you mean?
So the red sweatpants
were
came
a thing.
First.
Yes.
Oh, I know can't the story. Believe you're saying this.
I know like, the story of the show where like that's all you had in your car at the club. And so you had to wear that.
Because why?
Because they could see through the glass stage.
Yes. I know you were that. In the television show that explained like, this.
Right. And I'm in the
you're
television
in the literal
show.
Scene that explains where the red sweatpants
I know.
Come
but
from.
But also like, but I meant not in the world of that show or in real life. I meant like in the chronicle order of Miranda Sings on, I guess, YouTube. Mm-hmm. When was it like, we're going to have red sweatpants and they're going to say haters back off on the booty?
Well, the sweatpants started because of what you know, like yes. From It's Explained in Haters Back Off. It's a true story. Episode 4 of season 1, where I was going up on a stage. Miranda always wore a skirt. People could see up the skirt. So I needed pants. They were in my car. They were like holiday pajama pants. They were just maroon colored. Anyway, I started wearing them more often because they were more comfortable. I wasn't worried about like if I needed to lay on the floor for something, which I did often as Miranda on stage.
Jumping on people. Yeah.
Yeah. And acting out scenes. Like I often did Little Fall of Rain, which is a song from Les Mis, and Eponine in that song dies. And so as Miranda, I would die and lay down on the floor. I would do dancing.
And like the homeschool skirt.
Yeah. The
and
homeschool
so
skirt
like,
just
oh, it's
didn't,
better. Yeah.
Didn't cut it. So I started doing pants. And there were two pair of pants, actually. There's a red sweatpants and there's a black pair of like tight yoga type pants with a pink stripe on the side. Those were the two pants I would rotate.
Oh, funny. I didn't know
that. And then I would always say haters back off in my videos, which became the phrase. Like people just
was there a point where
that.
You realized like, oh, this is like the catchphrase?
Yeah, because everyone was saying it. So it wasn't
but you,
like
but you
I
just,
thought
you
it.
Just said it like the first time you said it.
Yeah, I just was saying
the first,
it.
Second, and third time you said it, you were just saying it.
I was just saying
it. And then
yeah.
In the comments or something, you were
yeah,
like,
yeah, people were like saying, like, haters back off. Oh my gosh.
And
so back
at
off.
Some point, a light bulb went off where you were like, oh, that's the catchphrase? Or,
yeah, I guess.
I guess catchphrase is the only term. I wish there was a better term,
yeah,
but it feels
I guess,
like the only.
Yeah, it just like seemed like everyone was saying it. And so I think it must have been like a few years into doing Miranda. I just decided to put them on the butt. I don't remember why or how, but like then I
so,
had a
like,
maid.
Now, or I guess like the next time, it's just like a thing at like your live shows and everything. Like everyone, like that's the hot.
And I remember
item is that's how I associate with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like people associate with the red sweatpants that says haters back off on the butt.
And haters back off. I remember when we came up with the name of it for the TV show, because it was unnamed. Like when we were pitching it, like we didn't know what to call it.
Even though that was like.
Like what it was just on my pants. It wasn't like, and so it was just haters back off was on my pants. And it was like what I said, I'd be like, and in my live show, which the showrunners had come to and producers had come to and stuff of haters back off, I would say like, I'd show all the hate comments and I'd be like, and what do I say to them? Haters. And I put the mic to the audience and they'd all scream back off. And so I guess maybe that resonated with them or something. Cause I know that one of my showrunners, Gigi, one time we were talking about what should the show be called.
You still didn't know at that point. I didn't know this.
Well,
I just thought you always knew.
I know
like it's
it wasn't
on the butt
like
of the
by
pants.
The time I had showrunners, they didn't. It didn't have a name.
Yeah.
And I think she was just like, "What about just haters back off? Like, should we just call it haters back off?" And I was like, "Yeah." And we just kind of were like, "Yeah, that makes sense." I'm pretty sure that's
so
how
crazy.
That happened. It just, yeah. I don't know. I don't. I don't. I think
I've
it was,
never been a person that like has a catchphrase. Like, I don't have a. Did I do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have that.
And then
so
they were.
And you're
then,
a person that does have that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
But I know that the Haters Back Off logo, we were in the writer's room writing an episode and they sent us the first draft of like the first script. Uh-huh. And it just said Haters Back Off on the front. And I was like, no, I have to I can't just have it be typed. So,
I wrote the look of it. Yeah,
on a piece of paper, on the back of a script, and I took a picture of it with my phone and sent it to producers, and then it just became on the poster and everything. Like literally, it's an iPhone photo of my handwriting on the back of a script is what's on all the posters and on Netflix and everything.
I knew that.
Anyway, I don't know how we got to talking about that. I guess I'm a narcissist or something.
It's like a 4-hour episode.
Oh, geez. Let's move on to our next sponsor. They are amazing. We love them so much. And we very much appreciate them right now because we are exhausted and we need extra hydration. It is Liquid IV.
Oh, my people.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, our daily routine right now is crazy. We are getting up early. We're going to the hospital. We're spending so much time at the hospital. I am breastfeeding and pumping, which makes me super thirsty.
What do you need to be?
Hydrated. I need to be hydrated.
And my daily routine is just drinking Liquid IV over and over again. I know.
And then also,
I'm overhydrated.
And then we're coming home, playing with our toddler, going back to the hospital, trying to juggle work. Our schedule is crazy. And I used to, when I was pregnant, get actual IVs pumped into me every week. And now I don't. So I really need this.
What color is your pee?
We're not talking about that. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration like overeating or perspiration, which means it's even more important to keep your body properly hydrated. Flu season is in full swing. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support a strong immune system. All right. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Not only that, but the product tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime. Are you going to be
passion fruit, which I drank an hour ago?
So good. Are you guys going to be enjoying a few extra drinks now that the holidays are approaching?
Keep talking about that nog.
This is what you need, guys. All right. Like I said, we love Liquid IV. It has been helping us so much stay hydrated in this very hectic time of our life.
Truly. And they sent us a bunch, and like there's an entire shelf.
Yeah.
In our pantry dedicated.
Oh, they're just actually, to he's IV. Not kidding. Some people have it first thing in the morning. Some people have it before a workout. We just kind of have it throughout the day, like all day, every day.
We really like it.
It helps us to feel very hydrated and they taste really good. We do love the passion fruit. That's our go-to these
days. Tangerine also.
Oh, yeah. Liquid IV hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. There's no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. And it's made with clean ingredients. So there's no GMOs, vegan. It's vegan and it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy. You guys should check it out. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code RELAX at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code RELAX at liquidiv.com.
Colleen.
Eric.
Hi.
Hi.
So one of the great things about this podcast, we get to have conversations that we don't normally get to have because of
life
in general. We are
married.
Yes. We are also
tired.
Parents of.
Yes.
Three.
No, we're not.
Three kids. We are. You like to say.
We have a toddler and twins.
We have a toddler and twins.
Mm-hmm. It sounds
younger.
Sounds better than.
Sounds hipper, younger.
Parents of three.
Yeah.
We never thought we'd be parents.
Three is like, you had two and then you were like, do another one?
Yeah. What?
Crazy.
We were like, do one and we're like, should we do another one? I guess we'll do one.
Surprise.
More. Uh-huh. Surprise.
And what a wonderful surprise.
Yes.
We have three children.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah. And
and something else is going to be three.
What? Oh, our son.
Our son.
Yeah, it's his birthday this week.
In 6 days he will be when we're recording this.
But on the 10th, he's turning
He will be 3 years old.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
You're going to have a three-year-old
I know, that's kid. So weird. I can't believe he's already three. That's weird, right?
We're going to have a three-year-old kid.
I know.
Isn't that nuts?
He's so awesome. He's the coolest three-year-old literally on planet Earth. Like, he's actually the coolest person.
He's the best human I've ever met. No offense.
Really. He really is the best human I've ever met.
So, What are we doing for his birthday?
Ugh, I know. We haven't talked about this yet.
No, we haven't.
This is literally the first time we've talked about this.
What'd you get him? What did you get him?
Oh, yeah. We don't know. We got him.
He doesn't listen to this podcast. We can talk about this.
Okay. I got
him. He doesn't have social media. He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Your parents are going to be in town.
Yeah.
So yay. I thought we could just have our family, so like my family and your parents just here for like, you know, like
dinner time.
Talking
every Ballinger? We're talking multiple Ballingers?
Every Ballinger, okay. But like my siblings, their children, if they have them, and my parents, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, that's kind of it. We just have everyone over for dinner. But what did I get him? Right? Is that fine? And we'll get him a cake. Like he'll be excited. Family and cake.
Of course. Yeah. But like, is there any kind of like curveball? Like a
pony? By the way, wait, I also have to say, by the way, we would throw him like a huge party.
Well, his first birthday was just pre-COVID. And it was like,
we did a dog theme and there was a hot dog cart.
We dressed as dogs.
A cotton candy burrito cart. We went wild. But we are, last year was the middle of the pandemic, so we couldn't have a party. And this year, we have to be extremely careful that we don't get sick because we need to be able to get back and forth to the NICU.
Hospital, yeah.
So we can't have a party with a bunch of kids.
Vaccinated
like, we just
or no, like,
it has nothing to do
like,
with that. Like,
you get the sniffles, you can't.
Right. So
we can't see our children.
Well, and worse, if they catch it, like, you know,
well,
they're
tiny.
So
yeah, no.
We can't really do like a big thing. But I did get him presents.
Like a goat?
A goat? I mean,
I don't know, like something.
Yeah, we can get something. I mean, we can get like a bouncy house or something like that. Kind of, I don't know.
Like what kind? Like what?
I don't know. I'm sure there's like a race car bouncy house.
Uh huh.
I don't know.
Should we do
that?
He would
like to see construction. Can we rent a construction truck?
Like a construction truck? Oh, like rent a construction truck.
An actual one.
What?
Like a forklift.
I mean, get a skid steer.
Yeah.
And like, even if it's just like parked under, I feel like I could drive a skid steer.
I think you definitely need
listeners of this podcast, by the way, like you obviously at this point should know what a skid steer is. It's like the mini kind of little.
Skid steer is always having fun. That's what the song says.
Yeah. I think I'm going to rent a skid steer.
I'm sure there's a way to do that. There's got to be.
Okay. I'm on that tomorrow. Okay.
So what did I get him? I got him a tiny little motorized monster truck, which has been his favorite recently. He's really into monster trucks right now. He even told me he wanted a monster truck cake for his birthday. So I'm making him a monster truck cake.
Okay.
So I just need to get a little monster truck, which we have lots of. And I'm just going to make him a sheet cake and put crush up Oreos for like the dirt. Make like a mountain of frosting and just like have like a monster truck.
So you're making the cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I should.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, I could get it made, but like, I don't know.
No.
And he could help me. I feel like it would be fun for him.
It'd be fun for him, yeah.
Okay,
not
so.
Not a surprise, but yeah.
I got him a monster truck. It's small though, but like he can ride it, but it's not like one of those big,
like not
drivable
a big,
cars.
Not a big wheel.
No, it's not like
what
one
do
of
you
those,
mean he can ride it, but it's not a.
So like he can sit on it. Like it's like.
What? What so, is it? Can you show me a picture?
Yeah. So you know like how he has like the JoJo Jeep and it's like big and he can drive it.
Yeah. You bought him a monster truck he can sit on, but he can't drive.
No, he can drive it, but it's
what?
Not like. No, he does drive it. He can sit on it and drive it. But
I love
it's
that
not
we
like,
haven't talked about this at all.
So that he picked it out. Like uh-huh. He saw it and he was like, I want that. And we saw a video of it. And I was like, oh, you want that?
Yeah.
I can get you that for your birthday. And then
it's
he
funny.
Saw a
shopping,
video of it.
Shopping.
Hold
with,
on, hold on. Yeah, okay. I just have to finish the story. So he saw it. He wanted it. I said, okay, we can give you that for your birthday. And then he saw a video of a kid driving it because that's mm-hmm. how he knew he wanted it. And he goes, oh, mama, they sent it to his house. And I was like, oh, no. He's like, they sent the monster truck to that kid's house.
That's
and he
so
was
great.
Like super bummed about it. And
oh,
I was like, oh,
so
darn
funny.
It. So he doesn't
too late.
Understand.
I already sent you that kid
so
in the video.
He doesn't understand that like
there's more than one.
More than one in the world. So I can show you a picture of it, but anyway, yeah.
I was going to say shopping with Flynn online.
Mm-hmm.
He's just so you know, if you're a manufacturer out there selling these things, mm-hmm. Flynn's not going to buy it. If there's not also a video, if it's not like image, and then there's a video
oh, yeah.
of the product
no,
being
has
played
to
with
it
like
has
Flynn's
to.
Not going to click add to cart.
No, absolutely
without
not.
A video.
No. All right, let me see if I can find, someone sent it to me because there was like a Black Friday deal on it or something.
You're just looking through like random photos in your text message? Like,
yeah,
I feel
because
like
I can't
I have
remember
receipts,
who texted
bro.
Me. Maybe it was my sister-in-law. So let me look this up. All right, I found a picture.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
So well, he can ride it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can ride it.
So why were you saying he can't?
He can. No, I didn't. I was just trying to say it wasn't like one of these big ones. Like it's like a little one you
that
sit
one
on.
Doesn't, oh, it's a monster truck that he can sit on.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go?
Yeah, it goes. There's a video of a kid doing it who's not Flynn.
Why did he already get it before him?
I know. So see how tiny it is? Like it's mm-hmm. a small. Anyway, I got him that and I got him like a flatbed tow truck with some cars on the back of it. It's kind of big.
I got him a
flatbed
tow truck.
I got him an Ollie ball. He really loves Ollie balls.
Uh-huh.
So I got him that. And it's a glow-in-the-dark Ollie ball.
Yeah, I feel like that's also, just so you know, what your mother got him, because she showed me a bunch of them that she bought.
Okay. Well, he'll get it for Christmas then. He'll be excited. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what did you get him? I got him a couple other things. I don't remember.
I will, instead of telling you, love, let's unbox it. Isn't that a thing you guys do?
An unboxing? Okay, open it up.
Is that a...
Well, it's not something you do on a podcast, really, because you can't see on a podcast.
They'll bring it near the mic so they can hear it.
Oh, come on. That's obnoxious. He's literally opening it up. This is the rudest thing you could do for a podcast listener. An unboxing?
I didn't think it'd
What'd
be
you
this
get?
Big.
I don't know what he got him. This is the first time I'm seeing it. What is this? That is a flatbed tow truck with a flatbed tow truck?
Oh, I think that's the trailer. So this is the the rig.
What did you get him? What is this?
It's like a flat
a flatbed tow truck.
It's a Mercedes-Benz flatbed trailer.
Mm-hmm. With a remote control?
As Flynn would call it.
A moke and a troll.
A moke and a troll. It has a moke and a troll. And this part, like the back part, I'm very excited about this.
Yes, he's going to lose his mind over this.
Trucks now, since my son goes down and up. Mm-hmm. Not only does it drive and you can like steer it, like you can then stop. And then this part, mm-hmm. the trailer back part.
Wow.
I'm sure Flynn would know better than I would what that's called.
A ramp? Down.
Yeah, ramp type thing.
He's going to lose his mind over this.
It's very big. It's like, I was like, why is the box so big?
Yeah, I was thinking we got to ramp this. Ramp? Function? We got to wrap
it's
this
got
stuff.
It's got a tractor switch, guys. It's got a holder up and down, screw plate up and down, forward, backward, turn left, turn right, speed function, and simulated sounds.
Oh, yeah. We love sound
no
toys in this house. He'll love that, love.
I think it's pretty cool.
I think in the morning of his birthday, we should have some family time. Maybe the three of us go do something together. I like that during birthdays to have a little moment.
Of course.
The three of us.
I would love that too, honestly.
And, yeah, me too. And
like
and
need
then
that right now.
During his nap, your parents will be in town. They can hang out with Flynn for a few hours while we go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
and then we have everyone over for dinner and cake. And then we go back to the hospital when he goes to bed. I think that's what's going to happen on his birthday.
I know.
So, yeah, we'll just make the most of it.
When he's not awake, mm-hmm. we'll be at the hospital with the other kids. But, yeah, I think the idea that I've come up with during this is that we have to get an actual construction vehicle here.
Good luck. I don't know how that happens. But we're going to work on it. We'll update you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you.
Well, that was good. I feel like that was good. Like the last segment, we got some actual work done.
Because now I'm certainly going to bed.
I thought you were going to say pump.
Well, that first. I'm going to pump and then go to bed and wake up a couple times to pump and listen to the sweet sounds of you sleeping.
What does it sound like when you pump? Can you do an impression of the sound of you pumping?
It goes.
This is what I fall asleep to every night and then wake up to. Then fall back asleep too.
I wouldn't say you wake up to it.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.